turn to Psalm 23. Looking at living life in the 23rd Psalm. This 23rd Psalm ought to describe our life, our everyday life. In verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We see here that there is a awareness, a persuasion of the being of God. The Lord is. And if we're going to live the life that we ought to live, of course, we have to be absolutely persuaded, not only persuaded, but we have to live in the awareness that God is. That God, in the being of God. Of course, that's not enough. A lot of people believe in the being of God, but it has no impact upon their life. But this is a belief, this is an awareness of the being of God that has an impact upon our life. We see something else here. We see there's also an awareness in the person of God. The Lord, or Jehovah, is. And that name, Jehovah, more than all the other names, declares His being. And the word is, of course, a verb which declares the being of God, what He does, who He is. So there has to be an awareness of the being of God. There has to be an awareness of the person of God, which goes much deeper than the being of God. Again, a lot of people believe in God. They believe that God exists. But it doesn't affect their life. It doesn't impact their life. But they believe in the being of God. Then there are those who go a little bit further, and they believe in the person of God. That is, they know something about Him. And in these words, we see the psalmist knows something about God. The Lord is. And then, of course, it's followed by a noun. What He is. What He does. And that leads us, and we went over those two things last week. The persuasion, the awareness of the being of God, of the person of God. But then we go a step further. There is an awareness, a persuasion, an awareness of a connection, a personal connection with the being and the person of God. He says, the Lord is my. So now he's making a connection. Again, there are those who believe in the being of God, but there's no personal connection. There are those who even believe in the person of God. They believe certain things about God. Perhaps they've gone to Sunday school or been in church, and they believe certain things about God. But again, it has to go further than that. There has to be a personal connection. You cannot live this Psalm 23 life without this connection. So he says, the Lord is my. So this is something more than a theological declaration of the being of God. Something more than a theological declaration of the person of God. It is a declaration of how God relates to David as an individual. It shows that God is not some impersonal being. The Lord is my. Again, a lot of people believe in the being of God. A lot of people believe certain things about the person of God. But to them, God is somewhat impersonal. The connection is not made. But here, the Lord is my. Shows that God's not some impersonal being. God's not just a generic force. He's not just some generic being. There's a connection. The personal pronoun my, of course, is first person, singular, possessive. So it speaks of possessing. The Lord is my. That means we possess Him in some way. It speaks of belonging. He belongs to me in some way. The Lord is my. So David is moved beyond the theological. The Lord is. He's moved beyond the theological to a practical relationship. The Lord is my. There is a personal connection to God. But not only is there a personal connection to God, there is a confident recognition of such. The Lord is my. There's no lack of assurance in those words. So there's a connection. But it's confident. It's absolutely persuaded that this is so. The Lord is my. So in those words, David recognizes and he's aware. Because again, you can recognize something, but you also have to be aware of it in an ongoing way. So David is aware that the Lord is relevant in his life. That the Lord is applicable to his life. The Lord is my. Again, you can believe in the being of God, but are you aware of his relevancy in your life? You can even believe in the person of God. But are you aware of the relevancy of God in your life? That is an absolute necessity if we're going to live life in Psalm 23. So he realizes the Lord is relevant in his life. He realizes that the Lord is applicable to his life. Again, it's torment. And we've mentioned this many times. But I believe it helps explain why many times those who profess to be God's people are the most miserable people on the planet. And there's no denying that. They're some of the most miserable individuals alive. And I believe the reason is because they believe certain things about God that others don't. And they even know something about the person of God. But there's a disconnect. There's no connection. That's frustrating. You know all of these things about God, and yet He's not relevant to your life. That'll make you miserable. That'll make you more miserable than the person who just lives in ignorance. Doesn't even recognize the being of God. So there has to be an awareness of the relevancy of the Lord to our life. So David expresses in this 23rd Psalm, he expresses this relevancy of God in his life. That's what the whole Psalm is about. He did this also in a song in 1 Samuel 22, if we turn there. It's also recorded in Psalm 18. But in 1 Samuel chapter 22, we see he recognizes the Lord's relevancy in his life. He recognizes a connection with the Lord. And I said 1 Samuel, I meant 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1-3. David spake unto the Lord. Again, there's that connection. Again, someone can believe in the being of God, but can you speak to Him? Can you speak to Him? Does He speak to you? David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. In the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So we have the occasion. And he said, "The Lord is my rock." Same tone that he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust." Again, there's a personal connection which leads to a trusting in God. You can believe in the being of God, you can believe in the person of God, but can you trust him? Do you personally trust him? "He is my shield, the horn of my salvation." Notice all the personal pronouns. "My high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." And we see that David does this all through the Psalms. He recognizes this relevancy of God. He recognizes this connection that he has with the Lord. Notice in Psalm 27, verse 1. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 28, verse 7. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." In Psalm 54, and we're just picking out a few, we can do this all day. Verse 4, "Behold, God is mine helper." My helper. Again, it's one thing to know concerning the person of God that he's a helper. But it's a huge step forward to realize he's my helper. He's my helper. The Lord is my helper. Psalm 139, is this whole psalm speaks of a relevancy to the Lord. He can feel the Lord searching him and knowing him there in verse 1. It says, "Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off." Now that's a connection. It's a connection with the Lord. "Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways." And you can go on and read through Psalm 139, but he sees God has connected to him. He sees God as pertinent to himself. God was real to him. And this is absolutely necessary. If we're going to live life in Psalm 23, God has to be real to us. We know God is real, but he has to be a reality to us. And this same sentiment is expressed throughout Psalm 23. He uses the personal pronouns in every verse. My, I, and me. He uses those words, my, I, and me, 16 times in Psalm 23. But he's not just talking about himself. He uses those words each time in connection with the Lord. So he's not just, if you were to read a paper and you saw in a just a short paragraph, and that's basically what Psalm 23 is a paragraph, and you saw 16 times, my, I, me, you might think, well, here's someone who's just talking about himself. But that's not the case. Because each time he uses those pronouns, it's in connection with the Lord. So really, he's talking about the Lord. But he's talking about how the Lord relates to his life. He could have used the pronouns us, we, and our. He could have used the plural. But he didn't. And it would have been true had he used the second person pronoun. It would have been true. But his emphasis is that this is personal. It's mine. I. Me. Yes, he is the shepherd of others. Yes, he does all of these things for others. That's true. But doesn't it mean much more to know he does it for me? He's my shepherd. So notice how he uses these pronouns in verse 1. The Lord. That's the subject. That's the subject of the whole psalm. The Lord. He doesn't begin with I. He begins with the Lord. That's the subject. And then he says, the Lord is my shepherd. Verse 2, he, who? The Lord, maketh me. Verses 2 and 3, he, the Lord, leadeth me. I don't lead him. He leads me. That's the problem many people have. They want to lead the Lord. He leadeth me. Verse 3. He restoreth my. Verse 5. Thou preparest before me. Verse 5 again. Thou anointest my. Verse 6. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So all of this speaks of something more than a religion. Speaks of something more than a theology. It speaks of a personal identity with the Lord. A personal link. A personal bond to the Lord. As you read through the psalm, you see that there is a personal knowledge of the Lord. A personal knowledge of what he does. You see also there's a personal experience of the Lord. He maketh me. That's personal. That is a personal experiencing of God. You see also there's a personal sharing in the being and the person of the Lord. And as you read through the psalm, you can't help but recognize that there's a personal friendship between him and the Lord. There's a personal companionship. He leadeth me. He's with me. So there's a personal companionship. There's a personal closeness. He restoreth my soul. There's a personal togetherness with him. So all through the psalm, David is confident of these things. And being confident of these things, he depends upon the Lord. He depends upon him. And the more personal God is with to us, the easier it is for us to depend upon him. You don't depend upon a stranger. You're more apt to depend on someone that you know. The better you know them, the more apt you are to depend and rely upon them. So it is with the Lord. Why is it that so many people have a difficult, and I speak of God's people, they have such a difficult time depending and relying upon God? Because they don't know him that well. I mean, when you know him, you just depend on him. It's like you can't help it. You just rely upon him. So all through the psalm, you see David depending upon God. You see him trusting him. Don't you also, as you read this psalm, is there not a tone of delight? I don't see any gloom in Psalm 23. He's not complaining when he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. There's a tone of delight. God's not a burden to him. So we see him delighting. Again, religion, theology, talks about all of these things. And it's a good thing to talk about. We ought to talk about them. but it has to be personal. There has to be a personal experience in life. Living our life connected to God. Living our life with God being relevant to us. In everything that happens, you can see the relevancy of the Lord. That's what it is to live Psalm 23. We'll continue next week, but in these words, the Lord is my shepherd, there's a persuasion and a careness and an awareness of the care of the Lord. And we have to live in the awareness, the absolute persuasion of God's care, and that's expressed in those words, I shall not want. He's confident. He's confident of the Lord's care. And that's where we'll pick up next week. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. We do thank you, Lord, that you are relevant in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we have personally experienced you, and we do experience you each day. We thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you show yourself in our lives, that you reveal yourself, and just all the ways, Lord, that you cause us to experience you in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we just pray that you'd be with us today. Lord, that we would experience you today in a very special way, that you would reveal yourself to each one of us this day. Whatever our needs are, Lord, that you would just reveal yourself to us this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.